The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is your hard-earned money shrinking fast? You need some help? Call our friends at Lear Capital. Give them a call, 800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America. Land of the brave and a home of the free and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free and a country full of people feel just like me.
Welcome to the Secular Brothers Podcast. Logan Seculo. You are?
George Seculo.
Yeah, back in the studio from Washington, D.C. Not in Washington, D.C. anymore.
No.
And I have sad news to report. I didn't make it to the fencing tournament. My son got ill. This is a season where everyone in my family gets sick, and it's just...
Matt Hammett wouldn't be happy about that.
Yeah, Matt Hammett, who performed from... used to be in Sanctus Real, a good friend of ours. He said that he knew I was at the fencing tournament because we had texted. But it was a bummer. It was a bummer of a weekend because usually these winter weekends are kind of waiting to get there, spend time with friends and family, and it just...
Yeah, you get to a gym.
It just went off the rails. It just immediately, like... As soon as my wife picked up our kids, it was like...
On Friday?
It was like, we knew. He was sick, and then they passed it to one of the other ones, and then none of them are at school today, so it's just...
They're all sick.
They're not all sick. Two out of three are recovering. One is just, she's good. But at that point, just let them all stay home. Let everyone sleep a little. Catch up on some sleep. You've been up all night.
Oh, because, yeah.
What are they going to learn on a Monday? That's what I
say.
What
do you learn on a Monday? Start that week off strong.
I know.
Taking that
Hopefully they don't
approach.
Hear this. They'll be like, see, this is what we've been saying.
Taking that Rogan approach to season that day.
Yeah.
Every hour, every minute. Don't you wish you didn't have to sleep ever?
I don't sleep great, but I would like to sleep more. But
No. We're looking for the way to never sleep ever.
You want that 4-hour sleep cycle?
I want 8 hours more productive.
I'm on a sleep fast right now.
Oh, sleep fast.
Yeah. It'll... That's how you do. You got to do 8 hours on, 4 hours off, 8 hours.
That's good. And driving.
Yeah. Y'all do that. You do intermittent fasting. That became a thing. And I feel like it went away. I feel like people stopped doing it.
It's around still, but now that with the Ozempic.
Yeah.
Ozempic is the do intermittent fasting, which is just you don't eat.
Yeah.
It's called stop eating.
Yeah. The smallest needle will make you stop eating.
Hey.
That should be the catchphrase. I'm playing around a lot on that. After we talked about the ChatGPT and all of the digital media and whether it's biased or whatever, but I did kind of go down a rabbit hole with that and some other AI.
Pretty scary what you showed
me. The scariest and most amazing
impressive
piece of technology, consumer technology that's maybe been invented. It was because you're dealing with almost a human brain. It's very bizarre. But it's also shows you where the future is headed, and I'm sure a lot of people will love it. I'm sure a lot of people will not be thrilled with it. Mainly, it's a good writer. And that concern is for I'm not necessarily concerned with people who come in who want to be great writers. So I think there's obviously something that has to always happen with people who speak English and people can comprehend little nuances. But it can do a pretty good job. But mainly what I'm concerned with is people who apply for a job to be a writer and they can provide all of this very detailed work that is potentially all just created by artificial intelligence. So it's an interesting time.
Yes, it is.
A lot of documents. What's going on? Something's happening there? You're very distracted. Documents?
I feel like
they found 10 more documents, something like that? 20 more documents? How many more documents?
6 more on Friday.
It's worded weirdly. It's no longer page count.
This is not page count. So he's now getting into the 30s with how many files. We should just say it like this. I don't know why they don't say this on TV. It's classified files. Within those files, they're not going to tell you how much is in there.
Right.
Now, eventually in some court order, that might be,
it's not,
you're not going to...
It could be a page. It could be a half a page.
It could also be 1,000.
100 pages, 1,000 pages.
It's more likely, there's a dozen here, 50 there, couple pages there. Because there's context.
Double-sided?
Maybe. I mean, some of this stuff goes back to before computers.
Printing double-sided, very
annoying.
We were
looking at this today because we were like, you know, some of this came from his Senate career. We're like, well, that goes back to 1972. I mean.
Oh, did they say that?
Yes.
I didn't see
just
I didn't
a little. They haven't
part.
Said how many. They just said.
I mean, like
so,
we said, okay. I mean,
you know what it is, though? None of it came during his time as president, so he never had the power to take these documents. Because presidents could take that piece of paper and declassify it and to show it to anybody while they're president. But he, of course, was not when he had these documents. I just think very poorly handled. We see the weaponization of yet another federal agency. Now it's the – who would have thought the National Archives and Records Administration would have been the next to weaponize in D.C.? Basically, filing nerds.
Yeah.
You know? Like, are they still in the Dewey Decimal System over there? Will, do you know?
He's not listening. The file, you know, there's lots of files. Yeah, they get, yeah, the little cards.
Yeah, I feel like National Archives is still run off like
my
cards.
My son read a whole book they had to read at his school about that, and it was...
Are you kidding?
Everything's on microfiche.
No, it
microfiche.
Was... Which, by the way, I'd say someone typed that out recently. I thought it was microfiche the entire time.
Oh, like a fish song?
No, not PH. I thought, thought it was a word, but I thought it was spelled... Yeah, it's not spelled PH. I thought it was spelled FISH, like micro, like tiny fish.
Yeah.
Small fish.
We should put that PH.
And I thought like a scale.
Maybe.
Maybe you would
it's
be,
like niche versus niche.
Which is right. No one knows.
Niche.
How do you say is microfiche. It? Is it niche or Nietzsche?
Nietzsche.
Talking about the philosopher?
Yeah. Is it Porsche or Porsche?
Porsche.
Technically, see, yeah. I know, but I hate that word.
Yeah, Americans, we kind of take things and we decide.
Yeah. We decide that that's
we decide that salmon has no L.
I like, my son plays FIFA, the game
but
a
Sal,
lot. And that is, you know, he plays as Paris Saint-Germain a lot, but that's, of course, they say, Paris Saint-Germain! Like, it's like done in a very strong accent. Did you see a Premier League weekend? It was this weekend in America.
Yeah, they just partied in Orlando.
They partied in Orlando at Universal
City game.
Walk. My friends all went and they had a great time at 8 a.m.
Like, are they doing like a game here? Like they do like the NFL does, you know?
Yeah, it was just fan fest for a bunch of nerds who
love
my team
soccer. Now is Al Nassr out of Riyadh. That's Ronaldo's.
That's where Ronaldo is? Yeah.
I can't wait to get my Al Nassr.
Yeah. Like I have,
I don't know if they're going to get a huge class.
I feel uncomfortable sometimes in my Emirates Air
true.
Stuff.
I was thinking that's quasi the same. But Saudi Arabian team, I feel like.
No, a lot of those Premier League teams are owned by.
They're
Saudis.
All owned by.
Yeah. Like I think I looked it up. How many teams are actually owned by UK ownership? Very few.
Sometimes they have like a owner in it.
Yeah, someone in it, but like the majority.
So like, it's like how they have to have, you have to have a certain amount of guys that are technically from the UK on your team.
I think so. Though they're never the stars. No, it feels like.
Yeah, well, you got
maybe not never.
You had your Beckhams, your Michael Owens, you had your who recently?
I mean, Arsenal.
I mean, what's his name from Tottenham? Hotspur.
I don't know.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
Yeah, he's huge.
I mean, I'm looking at the ones that own. I mean, this is off topic. A lot of them are owned
Gareth
by
Bale,
Americans.
Who's older now?
Yeah. Yeah, some of them have like a 10% stake. Like Crystal Palace is owned by almost all Americans, but there's a 10% stake by a British owner.
Right. There's probably some law there. There's a lot of those.
And Shad Khan, who owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, he owns Fulham.
I was sad to see him go down.
I was too. You know, I had turned and become Duval's finest. Jacksonville needed
to win.
I like
how they just embraced Duval.
Oh, yeah.
I was all about that.
It's great. It's bad. I mean, Jacksonville.
They've embraced it for a while. You just don't normally hear about
Hear about the Jags. No, and I like.
Al-Nassr FC.
Yeah. Will, there's a topic you wanted us to bring up, Will. What was one of them? Let's start with one of them. What do you want to hit? It's Monday, guys. I don't know where I'm at.
Like mentally, physically,
you want to talk about the pickup trucks? You want to talk about the FBI
agent?
Well,
this was just weird because it was on Drudge. I stumbled upon it. And, I mean, it's on Drudge. It was like 12 pages in Axios. How pickup trucks became so imposing. And it's like...
See, now I'll never believe that any of these are written by humans.
Americans are basically bad for buying trucks, and they're more deadly, which says to me, I want to go buy a truck.
Not because they're more deadly, because you're safer as a...
Like, I'm more safe. You're less safe. And they're saying because they've gotten heavier, and they said before it was SUVs.
Yeah.
The war on
there's
SUVs.
Really no difference.
SUVs have lightened up, and trucks have gotten heavier.
Yeah, they're smaller SUVs.
I think trucks have gotten... What do you call an SUV? Right. They classify a lot of stuff that's really not an SUV in the traditional sense.
Yeah. I mean, my Suburban is gigantic.
Yeah, and my heavy. Wife's Cadillac and is
It feels like it's 3-4 feet off the ground. Like, it is huge. I'll give you that. And I've been driving big cars for a long time.
So have I.
And I've driven trucks or SUVs pretty much exclusively.
I just switched to truck.
Other than that brief period when I bought a Kia for a joke, a Kia Soul, which, by the way, one of the most comfortable cars I owned until it just stopped working. It just stopped. Why? And I took it to the shop. And I go, why it's not working? They're like, we got to take it apart. And then it was literally in pieces. But beyond that, I've purchased almost all American except for the Kia. And I've purchased.
And I've been on the opposite. Yeah. I've been mostly European, but SUVs, big SUVs. Now, that doesn't really mean that, like, a big European SUV is nowhere near the size of a Suburban or
no. These are big cars. And then you bought a truck.
I just bought a GMC Sierra 1500 AT4X.
Yeah.
It's big.
It is big.
Now, coming from an SUV to that, now a European SUV, I'm definitely riding higher. It's definitely big. Heavier, but what I actually like about it is I've always wanted the capability of the flatbed. What I didn't love was, you know, we live in places with the weather, is that the kind of idea of this not enough weight back there.
It gets a little slip sliding.
And they figured that out.
Yeah.
And I think the article is forgetting that they've made trucks much safer also because they're not like an empty vessel. They've kind of weighted it out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's significant. If you when you're in the back of the flatbed, it's a significant.
The now, big question for you will be, will you be – my wife brought this to my attention, and I did not notice it.
About me?
No, about truck owners. And we noticed it even last night.
I feel like I'm taking – yeah.
What? Is truck owners back into almost all parking
I've started
places.
To enjoy that process.
Do you have a reason – because like we ran up in a very large open parking lot last night.
I think it's part of the escape immediately.
See, I thought it was like – well, sometimes it's easier to back in.
Also, the fronts are very
That's
big.
What I mean. But it is funny. Now, when she brought that to my attention, now I can't unsee it.
Everywhere it's
you
like,
go,
you know that.
You just like to do the
yeah.
You like
we don't like to drive an 18-wheeler, but we can't.
Yeah.
So we like to.
I mean, this guy had backed his truck into a. There was 100 spots around him, but he was like, you know what? I'm just going to
cruise it back.
Bring it back in.
I would
I
say
it
always.
At an event, at a concert. Like, this was at a concert, but it was at a. It was a huge parking lot. I get it like a
I
parking
think there's
garage.
A security aspect to it. That if you're kind of like that thought process is I could immediately go.
Yeah.
Some is the size, depending on how long your flatbed is. Definitely.
I don't know. She brought it to my
I've also heard that the police are more likely to go and run your plate immediately if you're backed in because they think you're trying to hide the license plate.
Interesting. I feel like trucks are pretty pro-police.
Yeah. I feel like the majority of truck – I don't know. Some of them are probably running some nefarious things though.
Yeah, but it's not a great place to put the fairies.
Why are you DJing it over here? Will is sitting here with one headphone on. Like,
that's because he's also – he's
like, you want the real technical reason?
You dead mouse over here?
Well, it's because when I turn this microphone on, it kills the monitor so there's no feedback.
It's way less
But
fun.
I can still hear you guys.
He's not DJing.
I thought you were like listening to some beats. So. Oh, there it
there
is.
There you go.
That's you got to work on your skills.
DJ Phrases.
Yeah, DJ Phrases over
so,
there.
I mean, I just I get suspicious, though, when I see a 12-pager in Axios.
Yeah, it's a little odd.
Against the most popular vehicles in the United States. And, by the way, like you said, my truck and your Suburban, the only difference is the back.
Yeah.
I can't imagine your Suburban doesn't weigh more, or at least the same.
I mean, I think the Suburban chassis is probably used for a lot of trucks.
Yeah, I think mine might
it's
be a little bit – raised higher than you?
Maybe.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've seen it. It's because I've got one with like shocks in it. But you don't, the regular Sierra 1500, I have one that's like an off-road model.
So you feel like this is some sort of anti-America?
I feel like this is very weird right after I bought one. I feel like we're kind of all embracing.
It says we're maxed out in terms of size and pickup trucks are still evolving to keep up with Americans' changing lifestyles.
Yeah, they're just saying that no one's using it for work, that they're using, but they are using it for off-roading and like fishing and camping. You know what I'm using it for? Lugging stuff around. Like stuff. I have three kids. We produce a lot of trash. The one pickup a week doesn't work.
So you're going to the dump? You're
making. I could go to a. You know,
we have
I've
a dumpster here.
I've got a friend near my house that has one that he doesn't mind if I'd use. I'll use the office where we've got one big like stuff like that.
We had a dumpster at our house during construction.
It's kind of nice to just throw a box in the back of the flatbed and not have to deal with it. Does it smell? Does it this? It's not like the SUV where you're living with it.
Yeah. We had a dumpster at our house during like a 6-month construction job. And it was the greatest.
Great.
It was the greatest thing ever.
Oh,
when they took
outside.
Away that dumpster, it was the saddest day because it was just like,
did your car get a little dirtier?
Car got dirtier because that you just started having fun. You started doing 3-pointers off the porch, just
into
that dumpster.
You're going to make it too.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, it's a big basket. Yeah, you're gonna probably make it.
This is I feel like the most American thing would be it's just a full time.
I do like when they ask you like, you want a full size dumpster or a half dumpster? It's like, you tell me, man. Yeah,
probably use
like,
both.
I mean, I'll do
if
whatever.
I don't have to break down boxes for 3 hours.
Well, my driveway's kind of hidden, so like it didn't cause any like HOA ruckus. It was like, no, it's fine. Also, we got to get it approved. This hard-hitting political talk here, people. We're talking about this, but
Joe Biden wishes he had a dumpster to light some documents on.
Yeah, he was like, I should have stored it next to the Mustang or the Corvette. Should have put it in the back of a truck
or the fireplace.
Yeah,
he's always got a fireplace going. It's very cold.
See, he showed up on SNL.
Yeah.
Like actual, I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was to be cool.
I thought it was AI, or so I didn't think it was really him. And then people said, "No, he did," because it was such a weird segment. Because I watched, as a child of the '90s, I still watch at least the clips the next morning of SNL almost every week.
What? Are people really saying Car-a-Lago?
Yeah, online people are referring to the Corvette as Car-a-Lago.
That's pretty funny.
I think that's pretty good.
Good for you, whoever came up with that pun. That's pretty funny.
Like we talked about, this is the weaponization. It's absurd. I think that they're getting a taste of what they've empowered.
I thought we were still talking about the trucks. I was like, what are we talking about here? Weaponization of trucks?
Yes. Joe Biden, he'll get behind your truck. Trump drove an 18-wheeler. He won his club championship this weekend too.
I saw
attending your funeral.
I saw you put that on Truth Social. A lot of great players, but I win the Trump Invitational.
He won and wasn't there at the same time.
Pretty funny.
I think that's just trolling for fun. Because what he was getting at was you need to be strong like me to even be a leader.
One of the next things we got to talk about is this $1 trillion coin that they're minting. I want to discuss that. But before we do that, if you're looking for coins, maybe you're looking for gold, maybe silver, maybe platinum, maybe some other options, you need to check out our friends at Lear Capital right now. If you want to learn more, call Lear Capital today and learn more about investing in precious metals, and you get a free precious metal guide and ask about the Lear Advantage IRA. Look, call for details, 800-430-2919. You get a special offer with free shipping up to $15,000 in bonus gold, and they are the most rated precious metal company on Consumer Affairs with a near-perfect rating on Trustpilot. Call 800-430-2919. Tell them the brothers sent you, or go to the domain that you'll find in the show notes. They are an American-owned company proud to do business with American businesses and proud to do business with Americans who believe in the similar core conservative and Christian values. So write this down now. Give them a call, 800-430-2919. That is for Lear Capital. And then maybe you could also talk to them about this Janet Yellen, because she dismissed the minting of a $1 trillion coin to avoid the default. Because what, we hit the debt ceiling. The ceiling was hit. We're breaking ceilings?
Last week.
Broken the glass ceiling. Is that a thing? No.
Not the same thing.
Not the same thing?
That's a woman becoming president.
That's what it is. Which I think we may have a woman v. woman ticket. I thought about that the other day.
When will that happen?
I think it may be this 2024.
Who?
I don't really know. I thought about it.
Nikki Haley is the only woman running.
As of now.
So you have to win the primary and run against...
I heard about some other names that are thrown out there. I can't remember who they are right now.
Huckabee. Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Huckabee Sanders, but I think she's elected.
Yeah, people brought up Huckabee...
Long-term.
Long-term, I think she at least should go for it.
Yeah.
As long as she has a good run in Arkansas. But why not? I mean, I think she's actually pretty... I think she's gotten much better in politics... Post
governor state,
post Trump, like post her stay in the cabinet.
No, yeah,
yeah. She's gotten better
from a kid
her
to
book
an adult.
Was good.
Too.
She kind of connected
kid
people
to an
more.
Adult.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not against it. I don't think probably 2024, maybe 2020.
Yeah, that's a little off putting to people when you just got in.
Yeah,
young kid is dealing with that problem.
Look,
to some
even
extent.
DeSantis is dealing with the fact that it's just two terms. It would be leaving halfway through his second term as governor.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
It's not as weird, but they are.
Of course, they are
trying to go after him. That saying he doesn't really care about the state of Florida, but okay.
Yeah,
so tell me about this $1 trillion coin, Will.
So this is from the Wall Street Journal that some Biden administration officials and Democrats on Capitol Hill have discussed the possibility that the Treasury could use this obscure law. And they would mint a $1 trillion platinum coin, deposit it at the Federal Reserve, then start withdrawing their money to pay the bills of the U.S.
There you go. It sounds like a Netflix crime documentary.
That's
like,
how much the Democrats don't want to talk to Republicans about negotiations. Is they're like, hey, let's pull a scheme on the entire American people, devalue your currency even more, and do this coin thing.
I wonder what that would look if it was actually weighted value of $1 trillion.
I don't know. Like, said it coins? I mean, it's like a double cheeseburger width? Even wider?
I think bigger than that. If it's $1 trillion?
I don't think it's going to be weight ratio.
Yeah, I think they just say this is $1 trillion.
Which is insane.
That's like, what they do with paper money.
No. Like, at least money. If it weighted that, you could at least go, okay.
It's not going to be $1 trillion worth of
platinum.
No, it's not.
No. It's just a coin they're going to say, this one's $1 trillion.
You're right.
And then you get the greatest heist in television history.
You don't want to go try that.
What? The new national treasure, $1 trillion coin.
Yeah.
Fort Knox, baby.
Well, I do have one question for you. That's where you're pulling these articles from, because I'm looking at this, and it's credited in Zambia is the first thing that comes up here. An article about our American government. Well, for some reason, you're pulling from
I've been to Zambia.
The Wall Street Journal
Lusaka,
is the source of this.
Zambia.
Slogan.
I've been to
Lusaka?
Zambia.
Lusaka?
Lusaka.
Lusaka. I said it right the first time. Good for me. Zambia.
The other side of Victoria Falls.
Is this article from the Wall Street Journal coming from Zambia?
You know what's cool about Zambia?
Why do they even have to credit Zambia?
I went from Zimbabwe to Zambia when you're at Victoria Falls and you walk across a kind of a walking border, like our southern border.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's a friendly one.
Yeah.
Very small checkpoint. And
they're going from Scotland to England.
Just monkeys. And they're scary. You got to watch them. They're everywhere. They're on top of the passport place. They're next. They'll walk next to you like.
They're lizards in the Keys or whatever.
I mean, these guys are if they decide to rip your face off, you know, your face is being ripped off.
The reason the byline is there is that's where the Treasury Secretary is currently.
She's checking out.
So they asked her these questions in Zambia?
Yeah, so the reporter who wrote the report, that's the byline.
Where are you going to mine your platinum?
It's just weird when it starts. That's true.
You get your mine and your platinum in Zambia, baby.
Blood Diamond 2. Platinum.
That's a very underrated, really good movie.
Blood Diamond?
I don't know if it's underrated.
Leo, right?
Yeah.
It was kind of like mid-Leo. Like
it was Leo
Titanic.
With a Rhodesian X. Well,
I haven't seen it in a long time. I haven't watched it in years.
You know, it's just interesting.
Yeah. It's not like SNL, which, again, Joe Biden was on. Joe Biden was on because Aubrey Plaza, who's most recently been in The White Lotus season 2, came on, and in it she said that she was voted the number one most famous person from the state of Delaware, even beating Joe Biden, which is funny.
Did she really?
I assume there's some sort of...
I mean, she's funny and kind of dry and goofy.
There's some sort of story. So then Joe Biden popped up on screen and said, you know, congratulations, Aubrey. He's just like, we're glad you made it out of the White Lotus or something like that.
Probably calls her Audrey.
Audrey.
He probably messed that up.
We got Audrey Hepburn? Is that
what
you're
talking about? I mean, that whole... You look at that Chris Pratt, her... Wow. I mean,
they did a little really Parks and Rec reunion in it. It was fun.
Aziz, he came back even from
George Santos was pretty much the number one story on of SNL. It was every sketch. The first sketch had George Santos.
If we're going to be fair,
and Bo and Yang played George Santos, and
he was kind of made for that.
He was kind of perfect
because that
is one story that look. I think we can all kind of pull the politics out of it aside and go, what the heck is happening with this story? Because it keeps unraveling. And I love he just denies everything. Even if there's like proof, he's just like, didn't happen. And then we move on. But they said in SNL, they're not wrong. It's like, well, when your whole job of being in politics is kind of lying, at least he's like lying, to our faces. Or at least they're fun lies. I think that's what they said. At least these are fun lies.
Look at the head of Drudge right now. Just look at Drudge right now as we're saying that.
Okay, I'll look it up. You can keep talking about it. Look it up, though. I mean,
there he is.
Oh, there he is, yeah. I mean, there's so many stories. He is such an interesting
Brazilian
character. We all know.
George. I'm not 100% that's him.
I'm not either.
Because I look at him, I say, that's a little tighter face. Now, there could be some work to that picture. It's probably him.
God, there's a lot. I mean, there's so many stories.
Yeah.
There's 6 stories on Drudge right now, and they're all pretty hardcore. Maybe it's getting a little less fun. They were pretty fun, though, at the beginning.
What do you mean hardcore?
I don't know. George Santos. I don't know. I don't know. Is this just a lot?
Right, what I'm talking about, this truck?
The truck story?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's right on there. But I'm saying it's right on Drudge. It's not breaking news that trucks are popular in America and that they're big.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was interesting. We went away from it for a while.
It's about your look.
Franklin Graham announces he will not endorse President Trump in primary.
That's a pretty big deal.
I want to read up. We talk for a second. I'll read up on this.
I went with a truck. And again, I've been with SUVs. I think I've had a sedan once when I lived in D.C. because I needed that size and it was hard to move around. But other than that, I'm a tall guy, pretty big guy. It's over 6 feet tall. Much more comfortable for me. I can step into it versus like, you know, falling in. I got kids, size good. And my wife now has the big SUV. So we don't need two, like, that you know, we can both go on a long-term trip and have everybody in. So I thought, okay, what's the other thing we can utilize? The other thing we could utilize is something we could throw stuff in the back and take to the dump. Or bike. We're getting into that age group. Bikes. Stuff that quite, you know, it doesn't always fit in the back of the car. So we live in – we're in the suburban-urban kind of, I would say, mix where I live. What do you say? It's still suburbs.
We're in the suburbs. We're in the direct suburbs.
Suburbs. Still, my address is still – I'm not telling everybody my address, but I still live in the city of Nashville. Yeah.
And I live a legitimately – I own –
5 minutes out.
No. My backyard is the city of Nashville.
That's right. You, like, live all the
– I get emails being like, you didn't vote. And I'm like, I did vote just in a different county, but my backyard's in a different county than my front yard.
So when you're hot tubbing.
Yeah.
You're hot tubbing in the city.
Hot tubbing in the city. That's my new book.
Hot
tub in the city. no? Y'all don't like that?
All about the country music and it's all, but these are very dangerous.
I'm reading this Franklin Graham article.
Still trying to figure out is who paid to do this hit piece on drugs. And by the way, another topic that.
What we're talking about.
This is some like reporter. I bet this person has never ridden in a large car. They live in a city. They don't like vehicles in general. Because, again, yes, they're big. I think, again, the weight has been distributed better in trucks. They used to be slip it and slide and really were just only for work.
Yeah.
And they've always been getting better. And now
they've been getting more mainstream.
There's not much difference between my truck and a Tahoe or Yukon XL. I mean, you just take – it's just a different back.
Yeah. Let's say your body is a truck and my body is a Suburban. Well, sometimes you got to protect that body, and you need to do that by taking immunity boosting from Centurion Labs. That's right. You slip, you slide all over the place maybe, but you know what would be helpful is when there is a bunch of sickness in your house to keep it away from you. Maybe don't even give it to your kids. Maybe just take it yourself. I don't know. Do whatever you want. Go to CenturionLabs.com/bros. Use the promo code bros. You're going to receive 20% off your first bottle order. Look, we've been taking this stuff for a while. If you're looking to strengthen your immune health, it's a great option. If you're looking to sleep great, we are hearing from very good sources that the Defender PM
is what to try. If
does the job for a nighttime immunity boost. Will also help you get a great rest and boost your immune health. Got a cough, sore throat. They got a lot of great products, Jordan.
They do, and they support our work. They're considered made in America, out of Alabama, actually. And I encourage you to go to CenturionLabs.com/bros. Use that promo code bros, BROS. And they've got a lot of products on there. Ninja cough, that approved for kids too. I mean, yeah, just check it out.
Yeah, they got a lot of great stuff. Yeah, Centurion
Labs.
At a
time when we're all experiencing a lot more viral sicknesses because
we're back at
whatever you wanted with your policies. I'm not doing a pro mask, anti mask. A lot of people are masked up.
A lot of people weren't around people.
And we're forced to do that if you were. Or you just weren't.
Especially kids.
Yeah, kids who get these sicknesses and bring them home for the most part. And I think we got used to just for a few years And we weren't. Now, I'd still trade the sicknesses for being back to being able to go to a concert in my huge truck.
CenturionLabs.com/bros. Use promo code bros.
I will tell you my huge truck.
Okay, back to your truck.
As we go back to the truck. No, is that, you know, it has that cool flip down now in the back, so it's not like a one piece you pull down, but it, like, comes a stair. Flip it down. It also has Bluetooth and speakers built in, waterproof.
On the outside.
Oh, yeah. So you can. You've got your tailgate. Is all you need is food.
Well, you brought
food
up.
Food and beverage.
That's pretty nice. You brought up.
Will I use it ever? I don't know.
Probably not.
It's there.
But you know it's there. I used to have one that had like a vacuum built in. And I had one that had a cooler in the back.
Yeah.
And we can load up the sodas. And then, like, you know, 3 years later when I'm like getting a different car, it's like, oh, take out those expired Diet Cokes that have been in there. You're not driving around
less carbonated.
Ice cold. We were talking about the Centurion Labs, and you know, that's one thing from DeSantis. He moved to permanently ban a lot of the COVID mandates over the weekend. He proposed legislation to ban mask requirements. and discrimination on vaccine status, which is pretty interesting. And to be honest, and that's to make it said, you know, he's making Florida, you know, they were sort of the free state within.
That's been their kind of vision, is a free state of Florida.
I mean, now going through it, it makes me you know, at least a little bit happy that there's someone at least willing to put those things in place.
Yeah, I mean, they're not saying you can't get a vaccine. They're just saying you won't be banned from
it. A lot of kids' mask mandates came back for the first few weeks of school.
Yeah, we just haven't felt that because we live in a deep red.
It's not happening here either.
Tennessee, maybe.
But if it did happen here, and look, it did happen in Florida, but they could change
that. Or sub-districts.
So here's what before we wrap up, that's Franklin Graham. I just mentioned.
Yeah. You were getting up to speed.
Yeah.
Why?
So there's a whole article from CBS News called "Evangelical Leaders Who Supported Trump's Presidency Are Waiting for Other Candidates in 2024." Not exactly what he said. Franklin Graham essentially said he's going to stay out of it till after the primaries finish. Oh. Let them decide who the two top contenders are going to be.
He was even involved in it.
I don't know if he was earlier, but he was a very outspoken supporter of President Trump.
Yeah, I can't recall when.
He said it isn't a big decision. It's an easy decision. I'm just not going to get involved in supporting one over the other. That's just let the people decide. And when the dust is settled, I'll make a decision at that point. And then they also go back to Robert Jeffers.
He is interesting. He basically said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And it
just isn't the right time.
But he had Pence speak at his church. Apparently that did not make President Trump super happy.
Not at all.
So though he said, I bet that he's going to get it. That sort of threw that off because I guess Pence is on like a Southern Baptist tour. He's like touring, you know, for real. I think he's touring Southern Baptist churches right now, speaking. So I don't know. I'd go see Mike Pence if he came to my church.
If he came to your church, he would go.
Yeah. I mean, I would go see any president.
Like,
really.
I might not go to church otherwise, but if Mike Pence came.
I'd go see Obama. I mean, just to see him. I'd be like, there he is.
Oh, my.
You wouldn't go see him?
I don't want to see you know, I got invited once to a White House event that I got disinvited, so no, I'm not going to.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about if he just was like there, I'd be like, well.
If he wants to be on the podcast.
I've seen a few presidents in person. I don't think I ever saw Obama in person.
I saw him a lot when he was a senator walking by our office.
I saw him in a car driving by a few times, but.
Yeah. No, he would walk when he was a senator. He's still really popular already.
Yeah. George Santos.
Man.
He'll be future president.
It's like we made that one for SNL. But you know what, though? If they get sidetracked on that, we get to do our work.
Because, though I'm obviously very against someone lying to their constituents to get a nomination.
But what he was lying about makes it very difficult for them.
Yeah. Will, what do you see? You sent me the M&M thing? I saw the M&M thing. Did you see this?
What are we, anti-M&M now?
No. So M&M's, it's a Super Bowl campaign. Okay, look, people who don't believe this Super Bowl campaign.
They don't have sexuality now,
are crazy. Well, they've always had gender.
No, I don't even like that. You know why? Because I don't want to kill them.
Well, that's
like, I feel bad humanizing the M&M. He walks out. He's a ghost.
So you know,
and I'm like, why is that M&M a ghost? He's not a living, breathing object. But now my kids think you're killing an M&M.
Before we wrap it up, you know, back over the summer they changed some of the designs. They had one that was in high heels. Now go to sneakers, and Tucker went crazy on them.
Lost her lipstick.
So they put out a statement this morning, which again,
this is insane.
The conservative media is running wild with this. This is a Super Bowl campaign.
You're 100% right.
Understand that. If you don't think that, you're not intelligent. You don't understand marketing. It's hilarious. They put out this statement. America's, let's talk. In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We weren't sure anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even a candy's shoe is going to be polarizing, which was the last thing M&M's wanted. Wanted, since we're all about bringing people together. Therefore, we have decided to take an indefinite pause from the spokes candies. In their place, we are proud to introduce a spokesperson America can agree on, the beloved Maya Rudolph. We are confident Ms. Rudolph will champion the power of fun to create a world where everyone feels like they belong. So clearly, the M&Ms are going to revolt against Maya Rudolph in an upcoming Super Bowl ad. But it is pretty funny that the outcry was so much from the Tucker Carlson people.
They figured it out.
They figured out a way to spin it and use it for marketing. Now, likely against conservatives in some way, though, because it is making fun of that.
Yeah, Maya Rudolph is not.
But no, Maya Rudolph will come up. I assume Maya Rudolph is going to come off like a villain in this story.
Yeah.
That they'll play out over
the
next.
Yeah, she'll play that role as she does.
Yeah, she's great at it. I'm sure they'll play that out. But again,
you know, what I'm always surprised with is, does M&M, like, yes, they're stuck. Do they even need to have
But like Robbie Starbuck just said, let me translate. They're going to go, whoa, and cut the, you know, people are falling into it. It's like, okay, if I'm wrong, then this is the weirdest PR moment ever. But guys, we're what, 3 weeks from the Super Bowl?
No, they're playing something.
Maya Rudolph is involved. I mean, they weren't like, and we're bringing in Maya Rudolph. That is itself a joke.
Well, it's also telling you what their ad is going to be.
Yeah.
It's giving you a hint.
Yeah, there'll be Maya Rudolph, and somehow the spokes candies will make a big comeback. You know, they did Just Female. That was a big one they did last week, or 2 weeks ago. Just Female M&Ms.
Was that bad?
Like a whole bag of just the colors that are female.
I don't like thinking green, about that way.
I don't know what colors are.
It's green, purple, and I forget what the other one.
There's a purple M&M?
Maybe not. I don't know. You're right.
That doesn't sound right. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll follow it. It's fun, though. I kind of like it because it's good marketing. Good marketing. Has nothing. I don't really care for their – what I don't know.
You don't like M&Ms?
Oh, no, I love them. Peanut M&Ms are kind of hard to beat.
Also, like,
there is
M&M
a purple
yogurts.
One on that press release.
M&M yogurt's
be like
popular.
An almond or something.
Oh, yeah. It's those other flavors. Yeah. M&M yogurt's very popular at my house.
M&M yogurt?
Yeah. Like,
what does that mean?
One, they get the yogurt and they pour a few little mini M&Ms on top.
I don't think we've done that.
Well, maybe don't start.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds good. It's like a milkshake. I mean, it's just blizzard.
It starts melting. Yeah,
homemade blizzard.
Yeah, it's like a baby blizzard.
We should start baby blizzards.
They have the Oreo one. You've never seen these. They're Danone. You know, they have the little pop top.
I think we use a different yogurt brand. I don't think we're Danone people.
I'm not saying I'm like eating M&M children's yogurt, but I just said, once your kids get an eye on that.
No, I'm sure. That's
they
why
go
I know.
To the store that.
My kids love plain yogurt. I'm going to stick to it.
Just plain.
Plain.
Not vanilla?
Nope. Just yogurt. What?
Have you tasted just yogurt?
It's disgusting.
Maybe it's vanilla. I don't know.
It's probably vanilla.
There's in like a little glass bottles.
Oh, the Wii.
Fancy yogurt.
Wii is pretty fancy.
Yeah, and then you get to save the bottles. And
by the way, still
craft
made
and
by,
sell stuff on Etsy.
Still made by, I think.
Is it Danone?
Nestle, probably.
Probably.
I think it's Nestle.
All right. We got to wrap up. We can hit some music on us. Anything else you want to talk about? We'll have more hard-hitting news.
I think Biden, that's going to keep building. We did an entire radio show on that today very intensely.
Yeah.
So we've got that out today.
How's your debt ceiling?
You know, the debt ceiling has been pierced.
We pierced the debt ceiling. I got nothing.
What?
I don't know. I just, in my head, I imagined when my house got hit by lightning, there was just a hole inside
George Lopez
of it.
Just like dancing over.
George Lopez, George Santos. George Santos, George Lopez. I like George Lopez. I got no beef with George Lopez either.
George Santos has another name too.
Yes, he does. And
multiple?
I forget what it is.
No. Like Paul Smith or something?
Oh, you mean like a real name? I thought you meant his name when he is an entertainer.
No, not his Tropicana name.
Right. That's a different... you did have a name like that.
Yeah. And I love the fact that it's all happening in our party.
It's very funny.
The Democrat Party is a party of old white men and women.
Yeah.
Like librarians.
We have a serial lying
drag queen, Brazilian drag queen, with families, with multiple businesses, with multiple AKAs.
Lying about 9/11.
AKAs. Yeah. Lying about it. I mean, the mom is in the tower now. I don't even know if there's a mom.
Yeah.
She might be in Brazil.
Just a lab created.
Is he even Brazilian? He was Jewish.
Yes.
And he said specifically on the ish.
Ish. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what.
Well, because I think he's been his grandparents. Maybe. I mean, who knows any of this is true?
Yeah, we were believing.
He said he was a star tennis player at Baroque College, which is also, like they said on SNL, a real weird thing to make up. Like, it's not, it's like a kid, like, you know, you're not pretending to be a superhero. You're like, you know,
I'm a star tennis player.
But it's so weird, you don't check the facts. That's why.
Does that even exist?
I don't know.
Like, is there a tennis team there? Is that college even real?
All right, well, we'll talk more George Santos
so
more
much
on the next episode of the Secular Brothers Podcast.
Maybe invite him on.
Love that.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.